We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're discussing the Mitzvot of Fridays. We're discussing taking a haircut, taking a shave. When we take a haircut, we're not allowed to cut the hair up here too short because of the Mitzvah of Teya. When we take a shave, we have to be careful not to use a knife, the prohibition of shaving our face with a knife. And then we started discussing the Mitzvah of don't go in the ways of the nations, and we said that applies to one of two things. Either things that they do out of pride and we do differently out of modesty, and then we're not supposed to mimic them, or else things that they do that we can't figure out why they're doing them, so we assume the reason they're doing them stems from pagan ways, there's no logical explanation, so then we cannot adopt their ways. And when a person's preparing for Shabbos, he has to prepare nice clothing. This is a part of the honoring of Shabbos. A person has a nice white shirt, he has nice pants, if a person can afford it, even nice shoes. But that's part of the honoring of Shabbos that we do. When we prepare for Shabbos, so we're not supposed to have figurines in honor of Shabbos. Meaning the Torah prohibits us, that part of the Ten Commandments is making figurines. Like you go to Mexico, they have all these figurines that they worship. All of that's prohibited. That's why on the Aron HaKodesh, they had all these shapes that were not completely human. The nose they'd make into a beak, or different things that they changed, because you're not supposed to paint, draw a picture that's of a human completely. One of the things we do in honor of Shabbos is we bake fresh hot bread in honor of Shabbos, or else we buy fresh bread. We have the mitzvah of Eruv. The rabbis instituted that we don't carry in domain that's close to public domain without an Eruv. In public domain, it's biblically prohibited from carrying. Chazal said, you have areas like your private street, which is not technically public domain. You don't have 2 million people crossing it. But in your mind, that's equal to public domain. If you're going to start carrying around your block, you won't realize when you end up carrying on a block that's public domain. That does constitute public domain. So Chazal instituted that we cannot carry, even within a shared courtyard or within a shared dead end or a shared block, even though technically, halachically, that's private domain, one may carry there without a problem biblically. Rabbinically, one is prohibited without setting up an Eruv. And when one sets up an Eruv, there's a blessing that one makes, and that is in line with the rabbinic institution. We set up an Erev every Erev Shabbos, so here we have someone who goes around and checks the Erev. After the noon, so a person is supposed to shower, and if he could, he goes to the mikveh, and is fulfilling the rabbinic institution that a person should immerse himself in the mikveh to cleanse himself of the keri, that if a person had an emission or a person was with his wife. So then the rabbis instituted that even though biblically he doesn't have to purify himself, but rabbinically they wanted people to purify themselves. So when he goes to the mikveh, he is fulfilling that. Now there's no real mitzvah to do this. You don't have to do this because those who want to be extra pious, and it's not at the expense of other mitzvot, so when they go to mikveh, after a person has had an emission or he's been with his wife, then is in fulfillment of an ancient rabbinic institution, which the rabbi said is no longer obligatory. Chazal said it's not obligatory. A man does not have to go to mikveh ever in his life. There's never a time that you have to. But if you do go, so he is of the opinion that you are in fulfillment of a rabbinic institution. Even though the Gemara says you don't have to, the rabbis didn't say that a person has to. They saw people couldn't live up to it. So they said that you don't have to. But if you do, he's of the opinion you are in fulfillment of a rabbinic mitzvah.